Okay, the approach close. This is a very, very strong close that you can use in approaching a customer. And the purpose of this close is to get the person to agree to make a decision after you've made your presentation, rather than saying, well, let me think about it, let me talk it over with someone. And the reason you do this, by the way, is that sales resistance, what we call generalized sales resistance, is at its maximum height the first time the salesperson and the prospect meet. The person in the back of their mind is determined not to buy anything. And you are determined to sell something. And this is where the greatest resistance is. So you deflate this resistance by saying, Mr. Prospect, I'm not going to try to sell you anything right now. All I want to do while I'm here is show you some of the reasons why so many others have bought this product and continue to buy it. And all I ask is that you look at what I have to show you openly and honestly and determine whether or not it applies to your situation. And tell me at the end of the presentation whether or not, yes or no, this is applicable to you. Okay, is that fair? What you've done is you've offered a deal. The deal is I won't try to sell you anything if you listen with an open mind. Invariably, the person will take the deal. They've got nothing to lose. So they say, okay, that's fine. I'll just listen to some of the reasons why others have bought. But there's also a very strong suggestive influence here. I'd like to tell you why thousands of people have bought this product and continue to buy it and are so happy with this product. All I ask is that you listen with an open mind and tell me one way or another if these reasons apply to your situation. Is that fair? Almost invariably, the person will say, sure, why not? That's fair. You say, good, and then you go on and you give the presentation. At the end of the presentation, you have the psychological advantage, because if the person says, well, I have to think it over, you say, well, Mr. Prospect, you know, you promised you'd tell me one way or another if this applied to your situation or not, and from what you've said, it seems that it does, unless there's something else that I don't understand, which forces the prospect to give you a reason or an objection which allows you to go on selling. Remember, if you don't have any objections, you can't go on selling. The person says, well, I want to think it over. Or, no, thank you. You can't sell against that. You've got to get a reason. And you have the psychological advantage if you use this close. So I strongly suggest that you memorize this because you can use it with almost any product. You create expectancy right at the beginning. And the second close that you can use in the approach is the demonstration close. And the demonstration close starts off with a very strong question aimed at the chief result or benefit that the customer or prospect would enjoy should they buy your product. And we used to use this in mutual funds where we'd call up somebody and notice how well this works. And sold millions and millions of dollars of mutual funds with this. Mr. Prospect, if I could show you the best investment available in the market today, could you invest $5,000 right now? The person says, well, I don't know. And see, what you've done is you've changed the whole basis of the discussion, not to would you listen to what I have to say, but how much will you invest if I have what I've promised in my opening question. He says, well, I don't think I have $5,000. You say, well, could you invest $3,000 if it was the best investment that you'd ever seen? The person would say, well, if it was as good as all that, I could probably invest $3,000. You say, well, now let me explain to you just exactly what we've got. He has given you permission to give your presentation and to prove whether or not you have the best investment or the best deal or the best offer or the best combination of features and benefits or whatever it happens to be. At the end of the presentation, they cannot say, I'm sorry, I don't have any money, which is what most of them do. I'm sorry, I can't afford it. Well, if it's cookware, if it's insurance, if I could show you the most comprehensive insurance policy to protect yourself, your home, and your family at perhaps the lowest price that you could possibly get it for, would you be in a position to make a decision right now? If I could show you a method whereby you could increase your sales by 20 to 30%, are you in a position that you could act on it right now? The person says, well, yeah, all right. If you could show me a method, I'm in a position I could act on it right now. Then it's simply your job in your presentation to demonstrate that what you have to offer will fulfill the opening condition. The person has said, if you've got what you say, I'll take it. At the end of the presentation, they can't say, well, I don't know, I've changed my mind, I can't afford it, I have to talk to somebody else, because they've already said that they're qualified to make a decision right now.